Hello and welcome to the Action Factor podcast. My name is Michael Dawson and I developed a universal framework for residential youth workers called the Solutions Toolkit. There is a free version available on my website at theactionfactory.com and lots of useful free tools that you may wish to peruse. Please be my guest. Many years ago, I was doing some work with a group and talking about the solution-focused brief therapy model. It's a great passion of mine. And I have a great enthusiasm for the brief therapy model, and that may have come across in my work. In fact, a young lady approached me afterwards, and she said, "It's a bit like a cult, isn't it?" Well, I was taken back by this comment for a minute, but I said, "Yeah, I kind of hope it is, in a good way. And I hope that those who know, just know." And I have a similar enthusiasm and passion for the residential youth work sector, so much so that I bought the t-shirt, literally, and, oh, and the cap too. These items of clothing emblazoned proudly with the words, "the greatest job in the world." I'm referring to residential youth work. I strongly believe it's the most underrated of professions, and I've often spoken to people in this sector who think that their friends believe that they play tennis or five-a-side for a living because they are youth workers. As a kid in care, I came home I must have been in a bit of a sulk. I say the word home because I say that in inverted commas because I mean children's home I lived in. I must have been a bit more of a moaner then, but one of the staff struck up a conversation, maybe to find out what my little slump was all about. I eventually confided that today in school, some of the kids were bringing in envelopes of money to pay a deposit for a school trip to Belgium. So the younger kids were all going over to play football, and the trip had been kind of thrown open to older kids. And a few classmates were paying their deposit. And to be honest, I'd never ever been to a foreign country, and probably in my eyes I never would. The idea of going on that trip was, it was a kind of a dream I could never imagine, to be in another country where people spoke of it. I just thought it was incredible. And I also thought it was incredible and sad as I sat there and saw these kids walk to the front and place the envelope on the desk of the teacher, which was their deposit to go on the trip. So yeah, I was a little bit down with all that. And the member of staff said, "Well, you can go if you want." And I said, "What?" He said, "You can go if you want. We can fund your trip. Just bring me the paperwork from school tomorrow." I remember it being very matter of fact. I was like, "Really?" And I couldn't believe that I'd be able to go on this trip. And I did go on the trip. And ironically, I was one of three of the older lads whose families could afford for us to go. It was the greatest trip ever. Well, up to then anyway. The only letdown was the discovery that it just wasn't true that in Europe they would let 13-year-old kids into an 18-rated movie. The woman at the kiosk just began shouting, "No children, no children," when we tried nonchalantly to buy our tickets. And it would be several years before I actually got to see the horror movie Worms, which in the end was quite a disappointment. The story illustrates just how instrumental the residential youth workers who looked after me actually were. They were the centre of the world as much as any pair. And that's why this week I wanted to fly the flag and talk about youth work, which is awesome, but residential youth work is the awesomest. Okay, but at least I can talk about why it's different. So here's my six reasons why residential youth work not only stands out as a profession, but has a greater impact on the lives of the young people we work with. Residential youth work is distinctively set apart from other youth work support mechanisms because it's comprehensive. It includes the live-in care and structured environment. So we're acting as corporate parents to our clients. And this form of support goes beyond the occasional or scheduled sessions typical of many youth services because it's embedded into the lives of the individuals we work. Let's have a look at residential youth work and see how it stands out in its approach. its objectives and its impact. And here's my six reasons why residential youth work is so influential. Number one, the support structure, the living support structure. Unlike other forms of youth work, it might offer, you know, periodic counselling, education, recreation, youth club. Residential youth work is 24/7 living environment for its clients. This immersive setting allows constant access to support and the opportunity to form deeper, more meaningful relationships between young people and workers. And it's the whole thing's designed to offer a stable and secure environment for young people who may not have access to such conditions in their home lives. And you and me know that we're intrinsic in the children's lives. The weekends, holidays, and even moving jobs means we leave a little bit of ourselves behind. And you know I spout all the time about not doing this. But young people we work with can often be going through key life challenges between Friday evenings and Monday morning handover. That in itself is unique to residential youth work. Number two is kind of the comprehensiveness and the focus. Residential youth work, especially as a key worker, encompasses a wide range of services aimed at supporting every aspect of a young person's development. And this includes the emotional and psychological support, ensuring they receive adequate education, life skills such as cooking and cleaning, preparing for independence, social development, you know, as we help build confident young people ready to go into the world. We'll attempt to prepare the young person, you know, not just to overcome immediate challenges, but to thrive in their future lives. And other forms of youth support might focus on specific areas, such as education or mental health, without the capacity to address all facets of a young person's development. Long-term intensive support, number three. Residential setting allows for kind of long-term continuous support that can span months and most likely years. This extended engagement offers a stable foundation for deep-seated change, personal growth, contrasting with kind of other youth services which might operate more short-term. The intensity and duration of support in residential settings is particularly beneficial for individuals who've got complex needs and they require more deeper intervention. And the residential youth work team could become the foundation on which every other intervention is managed, but also a raw and a base for the work that we do. Number four is relationship building. The residential environment fosters these strong, trusting relationships between young people and staff. And this is crucial for effective support. As a residential youth worker, you'll be living in close quarters, sharing meals, participating in daily activities to create a kind of, dependent on the unit, family-like atmosphere. And it can be incredibly healing for the young people, especially those who've experienced trauma, neglect, isolation. It'll also likely be residential youth workers who ensure that the youngsters experience holidays and activities. Number five is a more tailored approach. Residential youth work often involves tailored, individualized care plans that address the specific needs of each young person. This approach considers all aspects of a young person's well-being. This is physical development, emotional well-being, social education. This contrasts with other forms of, you know, youth support that might specialize in one area, such as tutoring, which is focused on academic achievement or counseling. A well-managed care plan is designed to tick the development boxes of the young person. Number six, integration with community and external services. While residential youth work provides a comprehensive kind of suite of services in-house, it also emphasizes integration with wider community and external services. I spent way too long in an educational institution in-house when I was in care that was way below my standard. But nonetheless, coordination is required. And this can include, you know, facilitating connections with educational institutions, healthcare, doctors, dentists. All of that stuff has to be pulled together into a cohesive plan for the young people. So the aim is to ensure that the young people are not only supported within the residential setting, but are also equipped to navigate the broader framework of life. In conclusion, I'm sure you've heard me. You know, I often tell a story of, imagine 5 or 10 years from now, you know, a relatively short space of time. But in that time, these young people can grow up, they can get jobs, they can even get married. And I often talk about that moment when we happen to bump into one of those young people and chat about their adult lives, lives that we had a tiny part in helping to build. You can't tell me that that is not the greatest job in the world. So I'm not going through these 6 reasons for point scoring or kudos. The real reason, I hope, is to highlight the vital role of residential youth workers and maybe encourage others who might want to do the greatest job in the world. You know, residential youth work offers these all-encompassing approach to supporting young people in need. And so I'm hoping that I'm selling that to you, providing, you know, you're going to be providing a stable, nurturing environment that focuses on long-term development. And it fills a unique niche within the whole spectrum of youth support. And this form of support is particularly valued for those requiring an intense relationship-based approach to overcoming challenges. The idea isn't to tell you that residential youth work is better. I'm hoping that this edition, we might be able to encourage brilliant youth workers to consider this as a career. I hope if you're a youth worker of any kind, you find this episode encouraging and you will consider moving into the world of residential work. I won't be so arrogant as to say it's another level, but it's a fantastic and rewarding experience. My name's been Michael Dawson. This is the Action Factory podcast. And as usual, click the download, the tips, check out the website for loads of free stuff, free trial version of my team training program, the Solutions Toolkit. It's a universal framework for residential youth work teams. I'll be back in a couple of weeks and you can click and subscribe or visit the website for lots more resources. And just to remind you that we are now publishing episodes every first and third Monday of the month. Lots more great and thought-provoking stuff to come. Currently moving house, and so by default, moving studios. So till things kind of calm down, I'm going to stick to that schedule of 2 weeks. Thank you so much for being there. I'll see you in the next edition. Bye for now.